This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. European Union leaders arrived Thursday in Kyiv with a message of support for the Ukrainian people. EU Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell said the delegation was there to convey the EU's support to Ukrainians defending their country. EU and Ukrainian leaders are set to meet at a summit Friday to discuss the EU's response to the conflict, reconstruction and relief efforts, global food security, and Ukraine's application to join the EU. The U.S. says Russia is violating the last remaining nuclear arms treaty between the two countries. This comes as the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists moved the hands of their symbolic clock last week to show how close humanity is to self-annihilation, citing Russia's invasion of Ukraine as one of the main reasons. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports.
The State Department says Russia is violating the New START treaty, which puts a cap on the number of strategic nuclear warheads that the U.S. and Russia can deploy, and the deployment of land and submarine-based missiles and bombers to deliver them. The U.S. says Russia is not allowing inspections of its facilities as required by the treaty. Russia has also refused to rule out using a tactical nuclear weapon in Ukraine, which has fed global fears of a nuclear catastrophe. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was set to travel to Paris on Thursday to meet with French President Emmanuel Macron.
I want to go to France with Emmanuel Macron.
Speaking to reporters before boarding a flight to the French capital, Netanyahu said the main topic of discussion between the two leaders would be the nuclear situation in Iran. Iran on Thursday blamed Israel for a drone attack that targeted a military workshop in its central city of Isfahan. This is VOA News. Thousands of mainly young people chanting and singing arrived at the Martyrs Stadium in Kinshasa before sunrise on Thursday to attend the meeting with Pope Francis on the third of his four-day visit to Democratic Republic of Congo. Many of the faithful said they hope the visit of the Holy Father could bring some changes to the country suffering with several problems. Israel says its jets carried out an airstrike on what it said was a rocket production workshop in the Gaza Strip early Thursday, hours after Palestinian militants fired a rocket towards Israel. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
In a video obtained by Reuters News, the sound of jets and explosions detonating in the distance Thursday could be heard. Israeli military said it struck Gaza as sirens warning of incoming rocket fire sounded again in Israeli areas around the Strip. The exchange further raised tensions during a particularly violent period in the long-running Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The Israeli military said the workshop contained chemicals and was run by the militant Hamas group, which controls Gaza. There were no reports of casualties from the rocket or airstrike. Steve Miller, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris will meet Thursday with members of the Congressional Black Caucus to explore whether it's possible to get back on track federal legislation to crack down on police brutality. AP correspondent Donna Warder.
At Wednesday's funeral for Tyre Nichols, the Memphis man beaten to death allegedly by several city police officers, the vice president pushed for such legislation.
As vice president of the United States, we demand that Congress pass the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. Joe Biden will sign it.
But in Washington, bipartisan efforts to reach an agreement on policing legislation have been stalled for more than a year. The White House is facing new pressure to advance police brutality legislation, and even some political allies are frustrated with what they view as excess caution from the president. Donna Warder, Washington.
The U.S. and the Philippines announced an agreement Thursday that will give the U.S. military access to four new Philippine military sites. In a news briefing, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the new agreement with the Philippines gives the U.S. a stronger security presence in Asia.
It is not about permanent basing, but it is a big deal. It's a really big deal in that, it gives us, this provides us the opportunity again to interact a bit more in an effective way.
Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.